Well, I'm completely out of breath. I've just been on the roof to welcome the rescue team that have come out here. Oh, dear, excuse me while I do get my breath back. Well, apparently this helicopter has been sent out because apparently we've been mistaken as the station that rescued the pilot this morning. If you remember, Radio London had a pilot. Now, they rescued a pilot from the sea, so they've been sent to us by mistake. And I should imagine the pilot is being well looked after by Radio London at this very moment. But if he'd fallen in here, of course, we'd have done the same, and we'd have looked after him the same. He's still there. Anyway, it's a bit of excitement for us all out here, and hope that we'll give you any more information coming your way, and anything else that happens, we'll let you know. In fact, there's some news coming in right now, so you'd just like to hang on. Yes, well, keep an eye on it.
They've mistaken us for Radio London, who have picked up an American pilot, and they landed here hoping that the pilot would be on this station, but they've been given the wrong information.
Oh, thanks very much, sir. They're going off now, are they? Well, the copter's... He's actually on the... They've landed a man. The RAF have actually landed a man on the forts here, and the helicopter is circling the forts. But he's circled about three or four times now. Well, this is all rather exciting, and I hope that... I hope you're as excited as I am, anyway. See, it makes for a change, as it were. And, what more can I say? I'll play a record and let you know anything else that happens from now until the next time you hear me again, okay? Let's listen to the Ivy League now. Well, it's the Ivy League there with a girl like you. Well, continuing the information here, the helicopter is now approaching the towers once more. And I'm looking out of the window right now, and I can see it's a yellow RAF rescue team. And also now an aeroplane, a low-flying aeroplane is coming as well. I don't know whether this has anything to do with the station. We're absolutely surrounded with it's really fantastic. There's an air sea rescue, RAF number, Royal Air Force. It's no number, actually. I'm looking at them now. And low-flying aeroplane is now surfing us as well. And the helicopter has just come in onto one of our other towers. We have four or five out here. And on the other tower, the RAF man that they have actually dropped is being taken off from another tower. It's just coming in now, actually. I can just see it through the studio window here. Yes, they're lowering a line. No, they'll have to take it up again. They're starting to go around again. But I'll keep you in touch, as it were, with everything that goes on. I know it's very interesting, and we're as interested as you are, I hope. Anyway, listen now to Dionne Warwick. excuse me, Dionne Warwick with Don't Say I Didn't Tell You. Well, sorry, the record was having a bit of trouble with our equipment here. Don't Say I Didn't Tell You, they're from Dionne Warwick. Well, apparently they were trying to pick up the pilot that has been landed near Radio London, just further off the coast, as you probably already know. And, you might know, the RAF didn't seem to know. Anyway, we tried to get cigarettes and a few things off of them, but they didn't have anything, alas, and these poor technicians are going without their cigarettes. And any words to say about it, Dick?
Yes, in fact, someone told them that this American pilot landed on Radio City. And they phoned up Manston Airport and sent the helicopter out here to us. So we just told them it was on Radio London, and so they went away. They weren't very pleased.
They weren't very pleased?
They weren't.
They weren't really mad. What was that plane that was following behind us?
That was...
A trainer plane.
That's right. There was a spotter plane for them.
They're probably looking for the fighter pilot's plane.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, they probably think he's still in the sea somewhere. I hope we've at least let them know that he has been picked up. This happened this morning at about 1:10, didn't it?
Yes, I believe.
Mr. Pete Brady managed to pick him up. A lucky guy. Anyway, let's get on now with some of the programs, the pop programs, which is the main idea of this station right here. Now let's listen to the Mojos, shall we, with Coming On. Coming On to Cry.